When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes, is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Hey, everybody. Great to see you today. Thank you for being here. Really appreciate you being here. It's awesome that that you're with me today. We're talking today about FAP, First After Papa. FAP, First After Papa. So I want to welcome everybody. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. And I deeply appreciate people following and whatnot. We've got lots of stuff to talk about today. So I want to get right into that. But first, please find me on our new Inspired Choices Network app on Apple TV, Google TV. Like us, love us, share us, subscribe. It's a free download. So download it all over the place. Again, if you're following me at all, and if you don't, my mission is to have a meaningful connection with more than 10 million men globally in the next 24 months with a message of hope that says there's positive ways to deal with the regular emotions that us as gentlemen, as guys, feel every day, but don't know what to do with, because we were taught, hey, don't show emotion, don't look weak, don't cry. And so we're not sure what to do with it. So I teach tools and strategies. So understanding that's my mission, I'm trying to get that out there as far as I can. And so engagement, people reaching out, I'm putting the message out there. We got 100 million, hundreds of millions reach. So that's wonderful. That's potential that could be listening. I need more people listening. So please like it, love it, share it, subscribe, send it to your friends. And don't just listen to me. Listen to all the hosts that are on, because there's about 18 or 20 of us on Inspired Choices Network. Incredible, incredible hosts on a multitude of different topics. So get in and do that for us. And like I say, you can find us, or if you put search Inspired Choices Network on your Apple or Google TV, your smart TV, just like you would with Netflix, you'll find us, which is mind-blowing to me. But that's awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you to everybody that's listening, that is not able to be live with me today, but that are listening. I really appreciate. I know there's a lot of people that listen. They tell me after, hey, I was on. I love the show. I love this. I love that. Or there was this that I got questions about this or comment about something. I really appreciate that engagement. So thank you for being here. Let's get going. We're talking about First After Papa, FAP. What does that mean? What does that mean? First After Papa. So what I want to talk about today is self-care, is what I want to talk about. We are number one, first after Papa. So Papa's always first. But beyond Papa, we would be at the top of that food chain. If there's two people standing together, us and anybody else, and one of us has to die right now, has to get shot, most of the time, most of us will say, well, no, I don't want to die. So we are the most important. You've heard this, I've talked about it. Lots of people have talked about it. You've heard it everywhere. The illustration about putting your own mask on first. Self-care. Why? Because if you pass out, you're no good to all the people that you care about and love. And I want to share just a quick piece of my timeline and be raw and real with you. I promised to do that in today's ad. So I want to make sure that I do that. And the one timeline, there's two base timelines for me. And the one doesn't matter really at the moment, but the other one absolutely has impact here. So basically 30 years of personal development I was doing, or pardon me, 30 years of go, 30 years of Energizer Bunny. I was also doing personal development for 30 years too, but that's the other timeline. So 30 years of go, teaching self-care, but not doing any self-care, which I think is a commonplace. A lot of us do that. And guys are in a space where lots of times, unless we cough up a lung, we don't go to a hospital. We don't call a doctor. We don't look after ourselves. And so we need to make it a priority. Looking after us first is a priority, but it's a choice. Looking after yourself first is a choice. It's a decision we consciously make, and we have the power to execute on. I want to talk just real quick about what the definition. So it's called a PEPM system, P PEPM system. It's preventative. Self-care is preventative, but it's described like this. Self-care has been defined as the process, that's the P in PEPM, process of establishing behaviors to ensure holistic well-being on oneself or one's community, to promote health and to actively manage illness when it occurs. The practice of taking an active role in protecting one's own well-being and happiness. An active role, not a passive role, not a backseat, a front seat. It's been popular. Self-care is something we hear about a lot in the last few years, popular recently, but it has roots in ancient Greece, which I was surprised to find out. Socrates, we've all heard about, you know, if you watch Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, which I thought was a funny movie. I love that movie, old movie. I'm dating myself, but they called him Socrates. But Socrates has been credited with founding the self-care movement. And there is evidence that it has been around for as long as we have. As long as there's been humans on planet Earth, there's been self-care. A primary form of personal and community health care worldwide is what they refer to as self-care. It is a choice that we make. And I think the whole disservice of that concept, right? We were taught others first. And I'm not saying it's not. I'm saying that's absolutely correct. Others first is perfect. But it's not instead of. And it's not because I thought it was selfish to look after myself first. And now I flip that over and go, no, you know what? It's selfish not to look after yourself first. Because what you're doing, all the reasons that you're putting others first, you want to be helpful, you want to look after people, you're wanting to do all these good things, that's beautiful. But you can't do that if you slide sideways. So it's not self-care of ourself first instead of anybody else or our responsibilities or our family or our clients or our business. It's as well as in front of, meaning I look after myself first. I do my self-care. I look after myself. I do the stuff I got to do to look after myself first so that I can show up the way I want for me and the way I need to for my friends and my family and my colleagues and my work and my business and my clients and everybody. But I have to do that first. So me being able to get up, if I'm used to getting up at, if you're used to getting up at 7 o'clock, and you need to, you know, your days could just get away from you. And it typically does for most of us. If that happens, it just goes. We're like, crap, where did it go? But if we know that's going to happen to us because life happens, then we do it in the morning before anything else. Before we get out into our day, we do our self-care. I remember years ago when I used to go to the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning, 4:30, I'd show up and work out for an hour, 90 minutes, something like that. And then I'd go home and shower and get ready. And I always felt better on the days that I did that because I'd only do it 3 days a week. But on those days, by the time I got to work, I had already done all this self-care. I had worked out and I'd eaten and I'd probably read something and done my quiet time and spent some time meditating and praying. And I had done some self-care already. And I felt really good about myself, because I had achieved more already than a lot of people do in their whole day before breakfast, before I ever got to work. We need to look after ourselves first so that we can show up the way we want to for those around us. It's selfish not to look after ourselves first. And I want to challenge that. And people are going to challenge me and go, you know what, Gord? I don't know. But you know what? That's the absolute truth of it. And truth has this weird thing where it doesn't matter what we think of it, right? We can agree, disagree, debate it, whatever, but truth is truth. We can have our opinion. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, but we're not entitled to our own facts. And looking after yourself first is fact in terms of how it allows you to show up. We've talked about worth and value a bunch. And I continue to jump on that soapbox and talk about it over and over and over. Why? Because if something in the back of our brain, we struggle to do self-care, we struggle to exercise and eat healthy and all these good things. We struggle sometimes to do that. Why? Because something deep inside us, our worth and our value says, who the hell do you think you are? And so it makes it difficult. But understand, it's a muscle. And we're going to talk about it in lots of different ways today. And we're going to give you some ways to do that. What's important to include in that? Like, what does, it's great to say, well, go do self-care. But what does that really mean? Practically, what does that mean? What do I have to actually execute? And I want to make a distinction, because I was having this conversation with a friend and a colleague this week. And I was talking, I mean, you've heard me talk lots about the difference between be and do. Be versus do. And there's nothing wrong with doing. We need to do. We have to execute, put boots on the ground at some point. We've got to do that. But at the end of the day, doing what we're doing should be an extension of who we're being. I've said that before, but I want to say it again. What we do should be an extension of who we're being. And then it's easy to do. We'll have the energy to do. Why? Because we chose to look after ourselves. We chose to make sure that we had built up the strength and the muscles that we needed to be able to continue moving forward. And it's the weirdest thing, because it all begins up here. It all begins in your mind. Thought is where it all begins. Why? Because nothing happens without thought. Nothing happens without thought. We have to think it first. And a lot of times we have to choose to think it first. And is that hard? Yes. Absolutely it is. Why? Because it flies right in the face of what we were taught. It's hard to look after myself first, but you know what? It gets easier and easier and easier and easier the more I do it. Where attention goes, where energy, or energy flows where attention goes. Energy flows where attention goes. That means what I think about becomes. Right? Think about that. What I think about is what I manifest in my life. And people go, oh, Gord, manifesting, that doesn't work. Really? It does. You're just manifesting it on a negative side. You're manifesting what you don't want. Why? Because that's where you're focused. You're focused on lack. You're focused on what you don't have. You're focused on what people think of you or how they perceive you. It's lack thinking. And guess what happens? You think about that, and 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 you think about that. Guess what happens? You're going to manifest it. It's going to show up in your life. Why? Because that's what you're thinking about. That's what the energy you're putting out. That's what it's bringing to you. One of the sentences my son say, I am a magnet. What I put out is what I get back. What are you putting out? Are you putting out positive, abundant, good abundance? Something actually, I think it was Christine McIver that said to me, be careful, because when you put out abundance in all things, you could get abundance in good stuff, but you might get abundance in not so good. Wow, you know what? I have to put it out with the intention of good abundance, not negative abundance, good abundance. Positive abundance everywhere. Think about it's got to come from our mind. It's got to be something that we're putting out from our mind. It starts in our mind. So be careful what you think about. Protect and guard your mind, as a biblical concept. Guard your mind. Why? Because where your mind goes is what you bring into your life. Ding, 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 ding. I need a little light bulb I can hold up and go, hey, my brother Austin Haynes. We're going to take a quick break here. I want to do a couple of quick shout outs. First one is to Jose Escobar, is the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. He's got two books. Winning the Day is the one that just came out. And this one, 90 Day Battle Plan, is also a journal. With Jose and Mrs. Kirkpatrick. Both are founding sponsors for my show. I appreciate them both very much, but there's two books of Jose's there. Well, and that's one of them is Mrs. Kirkpatrick's On Her Own, is an author and publisher. Anyway, check out the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about the morning and evening routine mastery program that's changing people's lives. And it's in Jose's book, The Guts of It. This program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. Interesting that that comes up today when we're talking about self-care. First, after Papa. FAP. Are we being FAP? Set up your free strategy session with Jose Escobar today. And the second one is my sponsor, Kat Schwarz, is the founder and CEO of a groundbreaking company called Compassionate Healing Services and offers a completely unique approach to treating physical and mental health challenges. Great lady. Love her to death. Check her out on Instagram at Compassionate Healing Services or email her at info@compassionatehealingservices.com. She's an incredible, that service is amazing. She has some really amazing services. So reach out to Jose and to Kat and look after them, support them, find them where you can. And again, I'm so thankful for my founding sponsors. I'm looking for some more sponsors, but at the moment, those are the ones I wanted to highlight today. So thank you so much to them. We're going to take a quick break. You're with the Don't Go Anywhere. We got some exciting stuff to talk about in the next segment. So you're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. We'll see you on the other side.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for sticking with. You're listening to the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about FAP, First After Papa. And that's a fancy way to say self-care. We are number one. We should be number one right after Papa, right after. And I call God Papa because of my relationship with him. So just so we're all on the same page. I thought about that during the break. I was like, wow, they may not know who Papa is. So in this piece, we want to talk about what's important to include, because a lot of times we go, hey, you got to do self-care. And people go, okay, Gord, that sounds wonderful. But what does that actually practically mean? What are the steps? What does that include? Concepts about around what? And because it's preventative measure, we want to talk in this segment about what are behaviors that promote happiness for ourselves or for our community. Anything that falls into that is self-care. Behaviors that promote health and happiness for ourselves or our community is a self-care, could be a self-care concept, a self-care activity. Like what? So it could include, but not limited to, and these are daily routine habits, things that you do every day, regularly. Sometimes maybe it's weekly in terms of community. Maybe it's something you do in the community weekly, but just week after week after week after week after, it's routine, it's habit. You do it day after day after day, or week after week after week. Certain things we did on Mondays on Monday night. We went back to live in person. My producer Kim was there. I got to finally meet her and give her a hug. And that was wonderful. It was so good to see her live with no screen. It was awesome. So, but that Mo Mondays, we do it every month. Once a month, we get, but it's routine. We do it month after month after month after month. We took a bit of a hiatus, and now we're back into, well, because COVID, C-19 helped with that, but, or some of that anyway. But going forward, we'll do it month. We've done more than 50 shows. And again, we're going to continue to month after month. That's a habit for building community. And it's preventative. Why? Because you get in a room with all these people, the energy high, the vibration is high. They're, all these people are looking out for each other. They're all hugging and talking, and the vibration is high. It's a positive environment. You need to find places like that because it'll feed your soul. It'll feed your soul. So what are activities? And again, if you're not writing this stuff down, if you're not journaling, you got to journal. You got to write this stuff down. Please stop and get a run real quick and get a piece of paper and a pen or a book or write on the wall. It's what I do in my bedroom, right? It's a chalk wall, right on the, which reminds me, I gotta wash that off at some point, beginning of April, so that the landlord doesn't go, we're moving in April. And so, you know, I don't want the landlord going, what the heck is that? So, but write on the wall, write somewhere, but write this down, journal. You gotta be writing this stuff down, not just for me, but anywhere. Don't read a book without a journal right there. Why? Because you're going to hear stuff that you like, that resonates with you, and you're not going to remember. So you want to be able to write it someplace. So grab a journal or a pad or something. So here are some inclusions, some activities that and behaviors that you do regularly that promote health and happiness for ourselves and our community. Sleep is a big one. Get your sleep. Sometimes there's stuff that happens where we just can't, or we're excited. Sunday night, I didn't sleep too much. Why? Because I was all excited about Monday. Well, we're back after almost a year or a little over a year, but I was excited about that. Is that an anomaly? Yes, sometimes that's an anomaly, but we need sleep is one of those big things. Our food choices, eating clean, eating healthy. We're going to keep putting Big Macs in over and over and over, day after day after day. Our bodies, number one, our body's going to show that, but our mind is going to show that. Why? Because we're putting crap into our body and expecting, we're putting crap in as fuel and then expecting it to work right. Go back and listen to last week's episode. Garbage in, garbage out. What are you using as growth fuel? What are you using as fuel? A Ferrari and a sport, they need high test, the highest test octane. Why? Because it's performance. It needs to work. You can't expect a Ferrari to work, or a Lamborghini or a Bugatti. You can't expect them to work at optimal levels when you give them the lowest grade octane. You put crap in them, they're not going to work the same way. Our bodies are the same. So sleep, food choices, exercise, move, walk, do something. And even for me, and I'm not well, I walk down to the mailbox. Usually I'm winded when I get back, but that's exercise, do some kind of physical activity, walk in nature. I've got that written down on here. Spending time in nature. Why? Because we're connecting to source. We're connecting to Papa. We're connecting to universal intelligence and the universe in the middle of all that, infinite intelligence to the universe. It's the weirdest thing. You go and stand in nature where there's nothing around, no cars, trees and water, and maybe a brook or a waterfall or what, and just standing there with your eyes closed, And all your stress and anxiety ebbs away. Why? Because you're connecting to Papa. You're connecting to your source. Take a walk in the woods. Those types of things are behaviors that promote health and happiness in ourselves. Take a friend. Take a group. Take the kids. Now you're including community. Exercise. Journaling. We've talked about that over and over and over and over. You got to journal. That can be one of the things you do daily on a routine. Meditation, prayer is something that you want to do every day. Reading. When was the last time you picked up a book? They say 95 or 9, just under 95% of college grads, forget everybody else, almost 95% of college grads never pick up a book again after they leave school. And we wonder why the world's having some struggles. Less than 3% of the population does any kind of personal development. Those are nasty statistics to put together. Read something. You know, I've got stuff back here. This one's a little bit different. I'm all excited to read this one, Spare on Prince Harry. That's great. That's a different, but it's an autobiographical type of thing. It's an autobiography, so it's good. But I read lots of business stuff, 5 to 7 business books a month. I'll read Spare on top of the 5 to 7 business books I'll have read this month. Read something. It doesn't have to be all of it. Sit down and read a page, read 5 pages, read 10 pages, but make it a habit and make a commitment to yourself that you're going to do that every day. Spending time in nature, hobbies can be a good one. Expressing gratitude. Do you have a gratitude journal? You should. You find something, you can write it down. We focus so much, we're wired so much on a negative side, but if we're full of gratitude, it's very difficult to be negative when we're being positive and being full of gratitude. Expressing gratitude, expressing thanks. We have a celebration of life on Sunday for my wife's godfather. And I have relatives I'm going to see. The one in particular, when they turned 70, they were like, wow, you know what? I'm kind of bummed out. I'm getting old. And I'm like, really? You need to be excited that you have been gifted that privilege, because there are lots of people that never, ever, ever see 70, that never get that privilege. So we need to revel in it. Again, it's the lens we're using. It starts in our mind. How are we thinking? How do we frame these things that are happening in our lives? Because that's what's important. That's what's important. Express gratitude. Every day we should be expressing gratitude. And to wherever you want to express that, express it to each other, express it to Papa, express it to the universe or source. Express gratitude. Why? Because if you're listening to this, you're gifted. You're wildly blessed. Why? Because you've got a phone, or you've got a laptop or a computer of some kind. You've got internet. You've got electricity. That means you probably have heat. You're blessed. So many people don't have that. Understand how we're so abundantly blessed. And we sit there and go, well, yeah, but I don't have this. And I don't have the newest phone. I don't have it. What? Wildly blessed. Express gratitude. Look after our mind and our emotions too. Not just our body. Not just a matter of doing exercise to get our body to be in good shape, because it needs to be. We need to do that. But we also need to do stuff, exercises, and looking after our mind and our emotion. Most people don't pay any attention to their mind and their emotion. Most people don't even understand how their mind works. That's just the reality of it. They don't spend time to figure it out. Most people don't have control of their emotions. So stimulus, pause, respond is almost impossible, because they can't pause. They've been gifted the power to do it, and we don't do it. The power's in the pause. The power's in the ability to have something happen, or something gets said, or a situation happens, and we pause and hold it for a second. We hold it. We pause and think about it. Do I have all the information? Can I take the emotion out of it? How do I look at this situation? What lens am I going to use to look at the situation? And then respond. If I step on a cat's tail, that's the stimulus. They don't have the capacity to pause. So I step on the tail, I get a reaction. No pause, no thought, primal. And we do that as humans all the time. Stimulus, react, which hurts people and it causes problems. And we hurt people around us, and we say and do things we can't take back. Look after our mind and our emotion. Learn how to reach out to me, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. I teach ways to do that. That's right in my wheelhouse. That's stuff that I teach every day to people all over the world. Reach out. I can help you understand how your mind works, master control of your mind and your emotion. Get a hold of me. Quality time with family and friends is another thing we can do. That is a behavior that promotes health and happiness for ourselves and our community. Alone time with my self-love and my compassion for me. We don't give ourselves anywhere near the compassion and grace we give everybody else freely. Most other people, we just give it freely. but we don't give that to ourselves. Give yourself the love and compassion that you give everybody else so freely. Learn how to spend time by yourself. Love on you. Lead with love with everybody else, but lead with love with yourself, for yourself. Self-care. Self-love. And if you want to fight me on that or comment about it, please comment about it. But Papa had two rules. Love me and love yourself. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love me and then love your neighbor the way you love yourself. Well, that means I have to love myself so that I can love my neighbor. But FAP, right? First after Papa. I have to love me so I can love everybody else. We're going to talk in the next segment about something that we hear all the time in terms of self-care. And I want to address that and talk about it just real quick. We need to take another quick break here. I want to do shout outs again. One is to my good friend, Kat Schwarz, owner and founder at Compassionate Healing Services. And if you email her at info@compassionatehealingservices.com, and mention the long bearded guy, you will receive 20% off one of her services. That's $100 savings off Kat's most unique offering, which is spiritual private investigation services. Kat will use her skills as an evidential medium to reconnect you with a loved one who's crossed over and provide proof of their continued presence in your life. Email her at info@compassionatehealingservices.com. There is no energy created or destroyed. So even when people pass on and transition, their energy is still here. We can still feel them here. And that's comforting for a lot of people. And that's real all over the place. The second shout out for this segment is, again, Jose Escobar is the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneurs Bookshelf. Check out the Connected Leaders Academy, the CLA membership, to take your business to the next level. This is a perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world, including Christine McIver, interestingly enough. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at www.theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. Theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. I appreciate my founding sponsor partners, Jose and Kat, especially today, highlight them. So thank you so much. Don't go anywhere. We're going to have another quick piece as soon as the break is over. Again, something that we talk about a lot, we look at it as a lens. I want to reframe something that we say all the time to people, every day. Again, a habit towards self-care. You're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. Be right back. See you in a second.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the chief catalyst, strategist guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for sticking with. I hope this is helpful. I hope we're learning about FAP, First After Papa. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. And again, this is a piece about First After Papa. We're talking about self-care. We're talking about behaviors. Where did I write it down? Behaviors. I should have memorized it by now. Behaviors, regular behaviors that are habitual, that we do regularly in a positive way, behaviors that promote health and happiness for ourselves and our community over and over and over and over and over. We want to talk in this segment just real quick about pouring from a full cup. So we hear people say, hey, yep, got to look after yourself because you can't pour from an empty cup. And that's absolutely correct. So what I've found and what I've learned over more than 30 years of personal development and listening to people and gurus all over the place, something that really resonated with me was to say, I'm going to keep pouring into my own cup. I'm not pouring out of my cup. I'm like, okay. And people are like, all right, wait, Gord. If I'm not pouring out of my cup, then I'm not giving back. And we are. You can. And I encourage you to. But don't pour out of your cup. Continue to pour into your cup. So your cup is always full. It's not depleted in any way. What happens, and I would do it here, but they would get liquid and water all over everywhere. If I take this cup and this mug, it's a little bit bigger, right? But if I fill up this one and then I start to try and pour everything from that one into the little one, what's going to happen? Is this much liquid going to fit in this cup? No, it's not. So what happens as I continue to pour? Continue to pour, what happens? This cup overflows. That's what you're giving back to people. Your overflow. Not the primary. Don't empty your cup. Allow the overflow to spill into the people around you. That's legacy you're pouring into other people around you. They're getting your excess. They're getting your overflow. That way you're never depleted. You're always filling you up. You're always doing self-care that fills you up. Do you think that that's a better space? Is that healthier for us? Absolutely, I believe it is. Is that healthier for the people around us? Yes. Why? Because they're getting the best pieces of you. They're not getting the last quarter of the cup. They're not getting the dregs. And the people at the top of the cup are great because they're getting they're getting fresh you, right? They're getting the best stuff at the top. But the people, as you get down and down and down, you drag and you're not giving it at 100% anymore. But if you're allowing the overflow of your cup to pour into the people around you, they're getting not just your best stuff, they're getting your excess stuff. They're getting the very best of you every time. That's a much, much, much more powerful, much more positive way to impact the world, to give that legacy. Again, legacy is just what we pour into other people. It's not an end of life thing. It's what we pour into the people around us. Every day, you're doing that every day. I'll guarantee you, people are paying attention to you walking up and down the street. You don't think they are, and you've got your headphones on, and you're in your own world, and you're doing your thing, but people are paying attention, and if you don't come out one day, if you do it regularly, they'll know. I used to do when I ran a dealership as a general manager, I would put out a like a thought of the day, like a positive meme of the day, something to think about every day. And people would give me a hard time about it. Yeah, Gord, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? But it was interesting. After a couple months of doing that, if I stopped or I got held up and I had to wait and it went out at lunch instead of first thing in the morning, I had people come into my office and sending me messages going, hey, where's our positive thing for today? Because they get used to that. People are paying attention and you don't need to care what they think. What I'm telling you is your positive legacy that you're pouring into them is your consistency, the way you're showing up 100% is impacting them in a positive way. You're inspiring people without even realizing it. And don't tell me no, that doesn't happen. No one's paying attention. They're paying attention. They're noticing. Your kids are noticing. Speaking of kids, I've stopped saying have a nice day. I had stopped years ago saying have a nice day. Again, I think it's because of that self-care piece. What does that entail? Behaviors that put myself that are healthy that I do every day. I stopped saying it. I would encourage you. Stop saying have a nice day to people. Why? Because have a nice day is kind of whatever's going to happen is going to happen. It's not entitlement exactly, but it's certainly not an empowering thing. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. You hear people say it is what it is. No, it is what you make it. You have the power and we abdicate the power. What do I say instead? Make it another great day. And people, some people catch that, some people do not. But what I'm trying to do is empower them to understand it doesn't matter what the rest of your day has been. You can choose. We have the power to choose what we want it to be. Choose well. I say it all over the place. Like I said, some people catch it, some people do not. Empower people around you. Empower yourself. Tell yourself, hey, I'm going to make it a great day. Come on, Papa. Come on, Source. Let's make it a great day. Let's put it out there so that we bring that in, that manifestation of great things. So it's not a thing where, you know, we wake up late and we go, crap, I'm late. And we hit the alarm and we get up and we stub our toe on the dresser as we run by. And then our toothpaste squirts out all over the sink. Our coffee spills on ourselves. We hit all the red lights on the way to work. And we're like, crap, I should have stayed in the inch bed. I got up on the wrong side. No, what you should have done was grab it as soon as you woke up late. Doesn't matter. Life happens. Yes, I'm late. So what? I can't change that now. So I'm going to make it another great day. I'm going to make it a positive day. That is not going to stop me. That is not going to pour negative into my life today. I'm choosing to use the power I was gifted to make my day another great day. We have the power to do it. Are you using that power? I hope so. We need to take another quick break. I wanted to do a shout out quick for Monday's Waterloo. If you happen to be local anywhere in Southwest Ontario, we've had people as far away as Cherry Hill, New Jersey come for our Monday's. But the next one is on February 27th in Uptown Waterloo. Watch, there's tickets already on sale. Watch for that. There's a BOGO happening right now. Buy one, get one, 50% off. So there we have another lineup of four amazing speakers and some world-class music that'll be there live. In the jazz room in Uptown Waterloo. We have an elite entrepreneur workshop series that's coming in May. And I know that sounds a ways away, but it's not. It's going to be here just like that. And that's an educational environment up here in Canada in St. Jacobs, which is local for here. If you want tickets, private message, DM me. There'll be 100, 150 people. There's people as far away as South Africa committed to come see us for that and join us for that event. So that's going to be a monster huge thing. If you're an entrepreneur and you're looking to expand your reach and really connect in a great way, in a positive way with people from all over North America, you want to be there. So tickets are already available for that and for Monday. So, and if, like I say, if I have a high performance coaching practice, if you're looking for one-on-one coaching or you're looking for one to plug into a group coaching session or sessions, a group of a program about mental awareness, how to deal with life's stuff as it happens, whether it's our emotion, whether it's our mind, how does all that stuff work? Reach out to me. TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com is the easiest way to get a hold of me. Reach out. I'm here to help and be of service to you however I can. So we want to take another quick break. We're talking about FAP, first after Papa. Don't go anywhere. We have a really cool call to action today. So don't go anywhere. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. See you in a minute.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the chief catalyst, strategist guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Thank you for staying with. Here we go. Recap and call to action. So choose to execute this concept for yourself. You have the power to choose self-care. You have the power to look after yourself. Don't abdicate the power. Don't not use the power. It is what it is. You can change it. You can change it. You can change it. You've heard me say lots of times, I can't change my whole life today, but I can change the direction of my life today. Choose to execute self-care. Choose to look after yourself first so that you can be, live, and do the things that you want to do. The pieces that you want to do, to show up for your family and your kids and your family, your community, your church group, the way you want to be, the way you were intended to be, right? The way you were intended. Choose it. Don't just let it happen. Our call to action this week is to find out what are your, and write them down, set up something. So what are your self-care items? What are your self-care items specifically? Some of them are universal, right? Sleep, good food choices, exercise, journaling, meditation, reading, spending time in nature. Some of those things could be universal for everybody. But what's a hobby that you maybe haven't done in forever? And you go, oh, I keep meaning to do that, but you don't do it. Once it becomes a must, I have to do it, it'll get done. It's weird. We have this thing where until somebody says, you're going to die if you don't change your lifestyle, all of a sudden the why is big enough. And we modify our behavior. We start to eat clean. We exercise. Why? Because the why is big enough. It's a must. I've got to. I don't want to die. So I must change my behavior. Find hobbies. Express gratitude. Look after your mind and your emotion. Figure out. Reach out. I can help you with that. How? Understand. And sometimes reading books will do that. They'll challenge you and they'll add to you. Once your mind's expanded, it never goes back. Studying, alone time with yourself, loving on you. When was the last time you had a spa day? I don't have time. Really? It's funny how once we get sick, we find the time. I've been sick about 7 years. give or take, a little over. It's amazing how, you know, if we have, we don't have the time to look after ourselves. We don't have the time to stop and have lunch or to eat or to exercise or to put stuff in to look after ourselves. We don't have time to do that. But when we get sick, we have time for the doctor. Why? Because we don't have a choice. You got to go. Well, what about all the stuff you had going on at work and all the stuff you had with your family? Oh, that's right. It'll still be there when you get back. It'll still be there. Plan it. The best way to predict the future is to create it, design it, and then execute it. The very best way to predict the future is to create it, design it, and then execute that. People do some of the bits and pieces, they don't do it all. Do you believe you can? Because if you don't believe you can, you won't. You won't even try. Or you put a half-hearted effort into it and go, see, told you, doesn't work. Figure out what your the call to action, what are your self-care items, and then create a daily habit schedule to execute them for yourself. Jose's book will do that, will help you with that. I give you some kind of a framework, Winning the Day. You can get it on Amazon. Get his book. Set something up and don't just go, well, I've got it in my head. That's great. That's a good place to start. It's got to start with your mind. But that's not where it should stay. It's got to flop out onto a page. And then we've got to execute it. Write it in your journal. Write it on a piece of paper. Write it somewhere. Write it on your wall so that you see it every day. What are the pieces of your self-care that you're committing to look after you? So that first, looking after you first, so that you can show up the way you want to for everybody else in your life. Send it to me. TheLongBeardedGuy@gmail.com. What are the pieces that you set up for yourself? What did you add to your schedule that you're going to commit to on a day-to-day, day, week-to-week, to week, month-to-month-to-month situation for yourself? Because I can guarantee you this. If you get a big nudge, like a big shove off course, most people will notice that. You'll notice that. Hey, I got a big shove off course. But if somebody, and you'll stop that from happening. But if you get a little bit of a nudge every day, a little bit of a nudge, 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 6 months down the road, you're like, what the hell? How did I get all the way over here? Same thing with these pieces. Same thing with self-care. And it goes in the other direction too. You don't have to overhaul everything today, but nudge yourself every day. Put a little bit of a nudge into a positive side. Add another little piece. Add another little piece. Exercise that muscle to look after yourself. Do the self-care. First after Papa. You come first. And nudge yourself little bits at a time, little bits at a time, little bits at a time. And the next thing you know, 6 months from now, you'll be in a completely different place. And you go, wow, look at the habits I've built. Look at where I am in my life. Look at the positive things I've created for myself and my family and my clients and my friends and my community, my church group. Look what we've been able to not just achieve, but the ways that we've been able to bless people. I challenge you to do that. Next week, Friday, Feb 3rd, stop playing safe. I was thinking about maybe stop playing small, but small is safe, right? Stop playing safe. And we want to do that. We need to do that. There's no benefit of playing small. There's no benefit of playing safe. We want to talk about that in some depth. I get all excited about that. Join me next week. Same hairy face. Same station on Inspired Choices Network. Same time, noon to 1 o'clock p.m. on Friday, Feb 3rd. Make it another great week. You have the power to do that. Make it a great week. I love you. Massive hugs. If you haven't been told today, I love you. Live abundantly and with intention. See you next week. Love you all.
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs.